Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here on this Monday. Yes, it is Monday. Monday, September the 26th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. How about this? 51 degrees and mostly clear skies here in Marion. Not too bad outside this morning, though. It is 51 degrees, but really not that bad. I had the window down in the car this morning as I was driving over to McDonald's, and the temperatures really don't feel all that cold. Probably not a lot of wind out there this morning, so not too awful here this morning. This is the first Monday of autumn, first Monday of the autumn season, and last Monday of the month of September. So we are moving into to October next week. The month of All Hallows Eve. Halloween, All Hallows Eve, Beggar's Night, however you refer to it. A lot of fun for the kids. You know, most trick-or-treats, though, have turned into trunk-or-treats. I know some neighborhoods still do a lot of trick-or-treating, but mostly it's trunk-or-treats. I know the police departments do a lot of trunk-or-treats, and churches do a lot of trunk-or-treats. So that seems to be the way it's going. I got to tell you, I have a little anxiety this morning about broadcasting. Because over the weekend, I did some cleaning around my office at home. And as I was doing the cleaning, I had to move some cords around. I had to move some things around. And when you move stuff around like that, when you go back on the air, which would be the first time I'd be coming back on the air would be this morning, you think, oh my goodness, are the phones going to work? Is the microphone going to work? Is everybody going to hear me okay? Is it going to sound good? Are the callers going to hear me? Are the, you know, remember a few weeks ago on the Friday night show when the callers could not hear us? So a little bit of anxiety this morning, but I think we're sounding okay this morning. So if we're sounding okay and you can hear us and we can hear you, I guess we'll find out after the first caller if they can hear us. I know we had a dial tone this morning. I hit the telephone interface this morning, and I know I heard a dial tone, so I'll be able to hear you. So as long as the callers can hear me, we should be in good shape. So if you can hear everything good, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, where are we this morning on this Monday morning? Kicking off your work week. Well, I'll tell you what I did last night. I did something that I'm pretty sure I've never done this. Last week we had Chicken George Boswell on. Now, Chicken George was a castmate on the first season of the reality television series Big Brother. Now, that would have been back in the year 2000. So 22 years ago. Now, since then, there have been 22 years of this and 24 seasons of Big Brother that culminated last night on the CBS television network. Now, I have never been a fan of this show. To be honest with you, I remember when it came on. I have known people who are diehard fans of it, and there's nothing wrong with being a diehard fan of a show. I'm sure there are shows that I like that people don't like, other people don't like. But I've never been a fan of the Big Brother show, because to be honest with you, I really don't understand it. I mean, I understand it in the big terms that you put a bunch of people in a house who are not famous, and you vote people out, and the winner gets, it used to be $500,000, and I believe now it's 750 $1,000. So $750,000. But what I don't understand about the show, when I say what I don't understand is, basically what the show teaches you, and a lot of these reality shows do this, is they teach you how to be deceitful, and they teach you how to stab people in the back, because you've got to do that to get them out of the house to win the game yourself. Now, I'm not sure what the appeal of this game is for people. But like I say, there are shows that I like that I'm sure people don't like. So I'm probably just missing the appeal. And I'll tell you what has always been particularly odd for this show, to this show, or for this show for me, is that when I... Okay, let's say like Survivor. And I was not a fan of Survivor. I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Survivor. They were on an island. They had to do tasks. You know, it was kind of like a game show. And like The Amazing Race. Well, you know, they've got to do things that are dangerous and things of that nature. And even the old game shows, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Password and all that, which I guess could be considered reality shows, you know, you had to have knowledge. You had to have a strategy. And I'm not saying you don't have to have a strategy with Big Brother, but essentially, it's just who can be the most deceitful. Because if you do, you could lose every single competition on the show and still win the competition. And still win the show, excuse me. So I guess I really don't understand the show. And I don't understand the talent of the people on the show. Like on Survivor, you know, some people know how to hunt, and some people know how to make fire, and some people know how to do things like that. And Amazing Race, you know, you've got to have a good sense of direction and be able to be clever. I'm not really sure what the talents are on Big Brother, aside from just being in a house and being deceitful. But you know, to each their own, and obviously it's a very popular show. It's been on 22 years and 24 seasons. Well, the 24th season wrapped up last night, and I watched it because we had Chicken George on last week, and he predicted that Monty would win this competition. Now, it was down to three when George had predicted this. There was this guy named Monty, who I don't know how old he was, but probably in his 30s, late 20s, early 30s, and you know, a good shaped guy. And then you had this other guy named Turner, who was still left at that time. Now, he was kind of a hippie type of a guy, again, probably in his 20s or 30s. And then you had the one girl left named Taylor, who I believe was a beauty pageant contestant in Michigan. And again, she's probably in her 20s or 30s. So that's who was left when Chicken George made that prediction last week. So last night, CBS had the big two-hour live finale of Big Brother. And I watched this whole thing pretty much from beginning to end last night to see who gets the big $750,000, $750,000. And they bring all the old contestants back. Who all the people who got kicked out all summer long. Because I guess they're there for about 3 months. So I'm watching this on Friday, or last night, and it starts off with a competition. Now here is what, if you're not familiar with the Big Brother show, here pretty much is what a competition is like. Basically, there were statements made about the old house guests that got kicked out, and the two people who were competing in the competition, who were Monty and Turner, had to decide which statement was false. Now, Monty ends up winning this conversation, or competition. I'm having a lot of trouble with words this morning. It must be a Monday. So anyway, Monty wins the competition. So now he's got to decide, is he going to kick Taylor out, or is he going to kick Turner out? and whoever he kicks out will go home with no money, and the other person will be one of the final two with him as they vote. Now here's the real kicker in this whole thing. He had made an agreement. I think on the show they call it an alliance. He had made an alliance with Turner previously that they would be the final two people in the house. But he had had, they call it a showmance because I guess it's on the show. But basically it's a romance with Taylor. Now, to be honest with you, I did not deep dive into what they exactly were doing on the show. But they kissed, I guess. Let's say they kissed. Let's not go any deeper than that and keep this a G-rated show today. So Monty and Taylor had kissed. So he's got to decide who he's going to kick out. The person he made the alliance with, or the other person who he's, I don't know if we can call him relationships. He's having a little tryst with, let's say. So in any event, he decides to kick out, I hope I'm not ruining Big Brother for you if you T-voted it last night or something, DVR'd it. Okay, so he kicks out Turner. Well, of course, you're going to pick the girl. So he kicks out Turner. Now Turner's out. Now, then basically we have an hour and a half of the old people who've been kicked out asking questions of Monty and Taylor. And you have them giving speeches as to why they should win the money. And then the people vote and so on and so forth. And we get down to the final 10 minutes. See, I don't know if I should tell you this because I don't know if everybody watched last night. You know, it's like giving the end of a movie. I don't want to give the end of the movie. So basically at the end, they all vote. And it was an 8-1 vote. And you only needed 5 votes to win. You only needed the majority. So it was 8-1. The winner of the $750,000 was Taylor, the beauty pageant contestant from Michigan. Now, here's what's fascinating to me about this. You know, Monty seemed happy about this, that she had won. Well, why is this? Well, they asked Taylor during the final moments of the show. Now, this is all live television. They said, well, you and Monty have had a little romance going on. Showmance going on there. And is it going to continue once the doors are open? And they both were kind of vague about it. Well, we'll see where that goes. We'll see where that goes. Okay. We know where that's gone. She's got the $750,000 and he lives in a different state. He'll be going home is what's going to happen there, I believe. You'll never hear from Taylor or Monty will never hear from Taylor again, I guess is what we should say. Now, here's the other part of this, which I found kind of funny. I didn't even know this happened till the very end of the show. So she gets the 750 G's. And apparently people at home vote for their favorite contestant all year. Now, this can be anybody who's been kicked out, whoever. Now, this person, now I hope I'm right on this. I didn't write it down. But they get $50,000 and a trip to somewhere. Jamaica, I forget where the trip was to. You know, a nice little a trip. Well, now, what are the odds Taylor wins that too? Out of like all 15, 16 house guests, Taylor wins this as well. So not only did she get the $750,000 for being the champion of Big Brother, but she got the $50,000 and the trip for winning the competition, or being America's favorite, I guess is what it was. And I will bet you money on this. Guess who's not going on the trip with Taylor? Monty. I'll guarantee you that. So that's showbiz. Taylor won it all. Nobody else. Well, Monty, I think, got $75,000 for being number two. Bupkis. Now, why did I just spend the first half hour of this show talking about this? Well, because we had Chicken George on last week, and he predicted Monty would win, And Monty might have won, but here's what I believe his cardinal mistake was. Monty's cardinal mistake was that he chose the girl, I think was his cardinal mistake. I think had he left the other guy, Turner, in there, he might have had a shot. But I think the female contestants from the past wanted to, I don't know. I think pretty much they were for the girl, only one person ended up voting for Monty in the final aspect of the game. So, there you have it. Monty does not win. So Chicken George was incorrect. But that was the fatal flaw. Did anybody watch this show last night or have anything to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. I'd be interested to know your thoughts. Now, as I just told you, everything that happened on Big Brother last night. So if you didn't stay up to watch it, you got your little recap here this morning, and hopefully it was a good recap of what happened on that fateful show last night. That fateful show last night on the CBS television network that gave away $750,000 and $50,000 and $75,000 and a trip to somewhere nice, all basically for the purposes, I guess, of being able to last in a house for 3 months. So there you go. Oh, and there was another romance on the show last night between two of the people who'd been kicked out. And the guy said on national television last night, now this was fascinating, because they were asked, the guy and the girl who apparently had a romance earlier on in the season, they were asked, the guy was asked, what's going to happen with your little romance? And the guy said, well, she has my heart, and I hope it works out. Well, she seemed a little shy about that whole thing. So we'll see. What are you going to say when they ask you on national television? You know, this is like being proposed to. If you're in a restaurant or at a sporting event, which seem kind of popular places to propose to people, or someplace special. Now, if you propose to somebody, now, do you think the person's just going to say no? I mean, they might back out of it later on, but do you think they're going to say no on the spot if you pop out the diamond ring and go to all this trouble to take them on some kind of vacation or do something fun with them and pay for the ticket? That's going to be a long ride home if you say no. So when they asked the guy on television last night, hey, are you going to continue on with this romance? Well, she has my heart. Well, of course she does. Because it's national television. What else are you going to say? And who's going to follow up with it? Really? So there's that. There's Big Brother. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 751-4038. But I will say this. A lot of people love this show. A lot of people love this show and follow this show. And good for them that it's got such a big following. And you know what? It was kind of interesting to watch last night. To see how it all trickled down, because it essentially amounts to a game show in the end that we don't know who the winner is going to be because it is live television. It's like live radio here. You don't know what's coming next. So live television is always good. So there you go. That's Big Brother last night. Okay, what else do we have here on the agenda this morning? Well, I'll tell you, I hate to get back to this topic, but apparently it just will not end. Now, the Marion Star yesterday, I believe it was in the Marion Star, did an editorial pretty much on the Marion City Schools. Now, we all know what's going on with the Marion City Schools. You know, I'm not going to run down the list of everything that's being complained about. But here was something kind of interesting. And Linda and I talked a little bit about this on Friday. And I'm going to get to what Linda and I talked about after I explain this. Oh, Judy, you know what I was going to ask? I wonder if Judy Summers got her fire stick fixed. You know, we finally heard from Judy Summers on Friday, I believe it was. And she had been trying to load YouTube, which of course you can't hear us on YouTube, but she called in and I gave her the app TuneIn, and that all she had to do was search WWGH on TuneIn and she could listen to us or go to the website, WWGH1071.com. And on Friday she said when her son woke up, she was going to have him hook that up for her. And I wonder if she was able to get us tuned in on Friday. So, Judy, if you're out there and you got us tuned in, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. So, Judy, if you're out there, I hope you were able to get that worked out on Friday or one day this weekend, and you're tuning in to us this morning. So, Judy, if you're out there, give us a call. 740-751-4038. Also, we were able to talk with Lee on Friday. I'm glad we finally found him and found out that he and Ted Jolliffe had made contact, so we're happy about that. And actually, Ted Jolliffe stopped in the studio on Friday, so we were happy about that as well. So we're making a lot of progress here at WGH Talk. Okay. Okay, back to Marion City Schools. Well, the Marion Star did an article, an editorial is what it was. So it comes from their editorial board. And essentially what it said, here's the headline. I don't know how many people read the article yesterday. But the article said, adults must lead by example in solving discipline crisis. Now, this is directed at the Marion City Schools. Now, I don't know if there's a discipline crisis there or not. I'm not on the inside. I don't really know. But people certainly have been complaining about discipline problems at Marion City Schools. So, essentially what this editorial is saying is that the school board members are acting maybe not as they should. And there was an article about this in last week. Paper about how the interim superintendent, Steve Mazzi, was going to the board to talk about funding for mental health issues and things of that nature, and how a certain board member was kind of not treating him so nicely in the meeting. And they went up to one of the people who were, well, I guess this person actually got up and spoke, who was just a concerned citizen who apparently has some connection to Marion City Schools. And this person got up and said, hey, you know what? I support what the new school board is doing, but the way they spoke to the superintendent and his staff, they owe them an apology, the way they talked to them. So here you got a guy who is actually for the new school board. He just doesn't like the way they're talking the staff at the school, the superintendent, so on and so forth. So, you know, that's the way that goes. But I think that's where this article comes from in the Star, this editorial. Adults must lead by example in solving the discipline crisis. So basically what they're saying is the adults at Marion City Schools are not acting like adults. And from my perusing over this article this morning, it looked pretty much like they were talking about the school board. That we're not going to solve this discipline crisis if the school board can't get along with the staff. Now, does anybody have a thought on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And also, if you read the article and can call in and explain a little more to us what the article had to say, I'd be interested in that as well. 740-751-4038. What did this editorial basically go into yesterday within the Marion Star? Adults must lead by example in solving the discipline crisis in Marion City Schools. Basically, what did the article go into, and what do you make of it in general? Are people starting to act maybe a little below what they should be acting like? I don't know. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. I don't know if anybody read the article. I don't know if anybody got the newspaper and went through that. But I think that's an interesting commentary. After last Friday, Linda and I were talking about the article in the paper last week in which the gentleman at the school board meeting said, listen, to the school board, I think you need to apologize to the school employees, the assistant superintendent and his staff. You know, you may have a point, but you're talking to them in a tone and in a way that is just not appropriate. Do you think in society we have lost the ability to talk to each other in an appropriate way, that everything's a fight, that everything's got to be, you know, combative, and this is just where we are? I don't know. I'm interested. Does anybody have a thought on this? 740-751-4038. And as the editorial says, do we have to lead by example? Does the school board have to lead by example to fix this discipline crisis in the Marion City schools? I don't know. So again, did anybody get that paper yesterday and read that article? And if you did, do you have anything to say about it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your opinions on that. And also, if you call in this morning, we can see if the telephones are working. Now, I know that I'll be able to hear you because I could hear the dial tone. But the question will be after all the kind of autumn cleaning I did this past weekend and moving around of cords, will you be able to hear me is the question. So we'll find out when we get our first caller this morning. 740-751-4038. Okay. What else is on the agenda? Well, you know, last week I was talking about what is going to go in where Popeyes and White Castle is. You know, they're painting the building and doing all kinds of things over there. And what I learned this past week was that a cheesesteak place looks like it's going to be going in there. But I did not get the name of the cheesesteak place. But apparently the color scheme that they're painting the building is very similar to this cheesesteak, color scheme. Chain. It's a chain, I think. So if anybody knows exactly what that cheesesteak chain is that has the color scheme that Popeyes and White Castle have, or the building now has, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Oh, and we also learned last week, I wanted to print. I think I'm in the newspaper business this morning. I wanted to bring this up again, that last Thursday I ran into somebody in the grocery store, and they told me that the certified building there on Main Street is owned by the people who own Boyd Funeral Home. The house behind it is owned by the people who own Boyd Funeral Home. And the parking lot back there is owned by the people who own Boyd Funeral Home. And apparently, they are going to keep the certified building, but turn it into kind of a mini convenience store that sells alcohol and a few other items here and there. Of course, we don't really know what the items will be. There'll be no gas station there anymore. That'll be out the window. And we don't know when it'll be open, but that's the future of the old certified building on Main Street here in Marion. Now, does anybody have any, is that a good idea? Do you think that'll go over big over there on Main Street? Pretty much South Main at that point. Do you think the certified will be a little, are there any convenience stores over in that area? I mean, I know they got the drugstore over there, CVS. Other than that, in that particular area, I really can't think of any kind of convenience stores or places people could go in. I don't think there are any other gas stations over in that area. Not that I can think of on South Main. But I could be wrong. You never know. I think you'd have to walk on down to Delaware Avenue to find a place like that. So that's the idea behind Certified. Do want to give a little update here this morning on the Kroger situation, because I'll tell you, over the weekend as well, I'm hearing more and more people talk about the possibility of Kroger going out on strike. Now, I gave this update on Friday as well, so I'll give it here today in case you weren't listening on Friday, is that basically what's happening is that Kroger Company did agree to come back to the bargaining table with the union. And apparently that meeting is supposed to happen tomorrow, Tuesday. And based upon that, I guess is what the strike will be based upon. Now, I'm not sure, again, what this process is. I believe the union would have to vote on the new deal that they come up with. So I'm not sure how long that process would take. Because if they strike up a new deal tomorrow in the meeting, Tuesday, it's going to take them a moment to distribute the new deal to the employees. And then they have to set up a two-day period where the employees can vote on this. And then the employees will get the results of the vote. And usually that's usually about a week, maybe a two-week process. So, I don't know. And then maybe based upon that, they'll call the strike. I don't know if they will or not. It's getting a little complicated. And what I wonder about, if Kroger has already put out the word that they're looking for temporary employees, could this just be a ploy to train the new employees? Basically, it's giving them time to get more employees hired, temporary employees to come in and take the jobs of the people who would go out on strike. Because if you think about it, they have to give Kroger 5 days' notice. That's my understanding, to strike. Now, if they had given them notice last week and struck last week, then they would not have had very much time at all, the company, to hire these replacements and get them trained and get them in the store. Well, now they've had more than a week, even before this meeting happens. Now they'll probably have another week or two because Kroger will have to vote on this contract. And then there would still have to be the 5 days' notice for the strike to be given, because you got to give 5 days' notice. So do you think Kroger really wants to come back to the bargaining table, which I think is what a lot of people want? Certainly the customers in the store seem to be going that way, and basically their sentiment is, I hope you don't strike. But do you think they really want to come back to the bargaining table at this point? Or do you think this is really just more about giving themselves time to hire new employees? Well, temporary employees, I guess, is what it would be. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think this is about really coming back to the bargaining table with the employees to get a better deal? Or do you think this is about giving the company more time to hire the temporary employees who will come in and take the Kroger employees' place should they go out on strike? I'm not sure how many temporary employees they would have to hire, but it's a high number. I believe the only people in these stores who are not in the union are the management, which essentially are about two people. And I don't think the pharmacist is in the union either. Now, I think everybody who works in the pharmacy is in the union, but I don't think the pharmacists themselves are in the union. So we'll see how this all shakes out as time goes on. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. Do you think this meeting tomorrow between the union and the company was to stall, to give themselves more time to hire the new employees, or do you think they really would like to come back to the bargaining table I don't know. I think it's very interesting. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on that particular subject. All right, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Oh, well, I do want to let everybody know Angie and I were not on Friday night. We just got tied up doing something else, so a repeat played. But as far as I know, we'll be back this Friday night, so don't worry. The Friday Night Live show will continue. It was just a week off last week, so we'll be back. So don't forget to tune your dials in on Friday night for the big Friday Night Live show. Now here, because I wasn't on Friday night, I feel compelled to talk about this. On Friday, our last hour of programming, which would have been noon to 1 on Friday, was the Exchange Club. Now, Linda Sims has been coming in and doing the Exchange Club with me ever since she moved her show to Wednesday and Thursday from 10:15 a.m. to 12 noon. So Linda was there on Friday. And for the first time in a year, we brought Abby back in. Now, she's called in a few times, and we always have fun when she calls in. It's always a nice little conversation. But she did come in on Friday. And we actually Facebook lived it because it's just another way to get listeners, viewers, to people to pay attention to what's going on. So Abby comes into the studio, and I think it was the first time, as I say, she'd been in probably a year. And I'm telling you, it was an interesting show because you get feedback both ways. You know, it's only been 2 days ago that this happened, but I heard from people on both sides of the court. Now, some people said, I really like when she comes in. It makes for an entertaining show. A matter of fact, we were getting comments like that on the Facebook Live last week as the show was going on. Then you get the other side, which tells you, I don't like to sit and listen to people argue. So, you know, it goes both ways. Radio taste is selective and objective. But, now here's what I would say. I never feel that her and I are arguing. Here's what I like about those type of shows. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about, we're just not talking about anything all that serious. We're just talking about things going on in life. Now, the funny thing is, the reason she came in is because we were supposed to solve some problems last Friday. And to be honest, I don't know that we solved any problems that we were supposed to solve. Now, the major problem that we were trying to solve. Well, Linda had never met Abby in person. So one of the things we were trying to solve, I won't call it a problem, one of the things we were trying to solve was that basically, is Abby a nice person? Now, here's what I will say. Now, there was one message that came up on Friday on the Facebook Live. And I can't remember who it was from. But the Facebook Live said to me, don't be so condescending. Now, I'll tell you, here's why that comes off condescending with that particular show, especially with Abby. Because, number one, I'm moderating the show. So when you moderate the show, a lot of times you're asking the questions. And if the questions come back with a maybe not so truthful answer, you probably do sound a little condescending. Now, this brings up a whole question, though. Do you be honest and possibly sound condescending? Or do you lie? I think I even asked this question on Friday. Or do you lie and say, well, no, you know, I guess try to be nice, but it's not necessarily the truth. But again, it's just the relationship that she and I has. She will disagree with me quite a bit. I would say her and I probably don't have conversations. It's more of a debate. It's like watching one of those presidential debates. But essentially, the goal on Friday was to solve problems. Now here, but I do want to give an example. And by the way, a lot of people watch that show. We got something like 39 to 42 comments on Facebook Live in the 45 minutes we were on. So it was almost a comment a minute. And I'll tell you something cool about it. Michelle, who I had not heard from in a while, and a lot of you remember when Michelle used to be on the programs, she was paying attention and commenting on it. So I'm glad she was out there as well. And Mike McGinnis, our 600-pound life friend. But here's an example of what happened on Friday. Now, I had said, now Abby has made a lot of food over the years. I think she kind of fancies herself a cook, and maybe she is. But the food that I have tasted, gravy I did not like, but I don't like gravy in general, so I probably would not like anybody's gravy. But apple butter I do like. So I think we got into this conversation on Friday about apple butter. And I said, she had made apple butter for me maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I just said, it was not the greatest apple butter that I ever had, but the blueberry dumplings you made me for my birthday were very good. I said this to her. So all she heard was the negative. She did not hear that I said, hey, yeah, the blueberry dumplings were very good, and I really appreciated those. All she heard was that the apple butter was not as good as I thought it might or could be. But again, that's subjective, because that's from person to person. I'm sure everybody doesn't like Heinz ketchup. But I don't think that's condescending. I just think that's honest to say, you know, I appreciate you made the apple butter for me. You know, I would appreciate if you continue to make me things. But that particular excursion was not the best that I had had. The blueberry dumplings were the best that I had had. So I guess the question is, again, is this right or is this wrong? 740-751-4038. What did you think of that show on Friday? Like I said, we got an awful lot of feedback on it, so I'd be interested to know what you think out there in listener land this morning. 740-751-4038. Did you enjoy her coming in on Friday? And if so, what did you think of the conversation? And if you call in, you will be the first call this morning, and we will find out again if the phone system is still working. Because as I said, I did the autumn cleaning this past weekend in the office, so jury's still out on if the phone's going to work or not. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What did you make of the conversation on Friday that we did with Abby? Oh, and by the way, I believe this Friday she'll be coming back in, because Linda is on vacation this Friday. She has to go do some other something. So Abby will be back in. And I pray to God that if she does come back in, that we're able to, what should I say, that we're able to do something. Because we never got to the bottom of anything last week. And I'll tell you an interesting story about what happened last Friday if you didn't get a chance to hear it. We've had this ongoing thing with her about she thinks she's strong and athletic, and who knows, maybe she is. But you have to prove it. You know, you have to do something that's going to prove that you are this athletic, strong person. Well, we cannot settle on something that she can do. And I'll tell you why this is hard. Because, number one, it's hard to find something that you can either do on camera or do on radio that's going to prove this. And number two, I told her this weekend, I think it's a little build up now that I think it's going to be anticlimactic. Because how strong can she be? I really don't know. She's not, you know, I don't even know how tall she is or anything like that, but she's just not a big person. So, you know, I told her Friday she could go out and lift up a car, but she can't lift up a car. So I don't know. I don't know what we can do, but hopefully by Friday, goodness gracious, we can solve this problem And we'll see this feat of strength that she will do that will be impressive. And, you know, it's got to be impressive in some way. Because when you string something out this long, you have to be impressive in some way. It's like when we did the Geraldo Journal last year. You know, we did the Geraldo Journal for 100 days. Now, I never knew if Geraldo was going to call in or not. But if he had not called in, that would not have been good. Because we build it up for 100 days, and look, it didn't go anywhere. Well, that's why this has to pay off, too. But Wills, I don't know if she can get it done. It'll be interesting. She must not be listening this morning, because when she... I'll give you a little insight into this. When she's listening, I get messages galore of her telling me what I'm saying that is wrong. So she must be in maybe some kind of a pickle this morning. Busy doing something. And Michelle must not be listening either. Now, Michelle claims that she listens to the show quite a bit. But I don't know if she just happened to see it on Facebook Live last week and tuned in, or if she does listen to the show every day. Anyway, 58 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have an opinion on the Friday show or anything else we're talking about here this morning? The Marion City Schools editorial in the newspaper that they must lead by example for to solve the discipline crisis. Any thoughts? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. I would love to hear from you as we approach 59 minutes. Oh, she just tuned in. Well, Abby she missed the whole soliloquy there. She's going to have to listen next hour, I guess. We'll get back into it. But I did the whole Friday show. And basically what will happen this particular Friday. So that's where we were. Because, you know, honestly, we got to get the problem solved before this Friday. And then we can stick a fork in that particular problem. I'll tell you something interesting. Well, I'll have to save it for next hour because we're down to the last 30 seconds here. But I'll be back next hour, and I'll continue to talk about this particular subject. Maybe she'll tune in then, and we can figure it all out. But by the way, well, we're down to 10 seconds. I'll tell you when I come back. So don't go anywhere. Much more to talk about. And remember, Monty did not win Big Brother last night. Back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast foods have ruined the world. Oh. On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big burger thing where the styrofoam boxes go sweet.